Now, as our international briefing continues, to Mexico, where a new survey documents deep dissatisfaction among Mexicans with the direction of their country. A new poll by the Pew Global Attitudes Project says that 3/4 of people in Mexico say they're unhappy with the direction of their country. 1 out of 3 would migrate to the U.S. if they had the opportunity, and many of them say they would do so even if that meant crossing without authorization. Joining me here in our Washington, D.C. studio to talk more about this is Richard Weick. He's the Associate Director for the Pew Global Attitudes Project. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
These are rather eye-popping numbers. Can you think of a comparable time in this country, in the United States, when Americans were this dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Well, we have seen times, of course, in the U.S. when people are very dissatisfied with the direction of this country. And of course, this is a part of a 25-nation poll where we do see a lot of unhappiness in many parts of the world. There's obviously a lot of discontent with the economy in many countries around the world. But even so, Mexico, I think, stands out in a lot of ways. As you said, about 3 in 4 say the country's headed down the wrong path. 69% say the economy's bad. And they're concerned about a lot of very specific problems. They're worried about crime, about public order, obviously a lot of concern about the terrible drug-related violence that we've seen there. 83% say they support using the army to fight the drug gangs, and they actually feel like they're making some progress in that battle.
Yesterday on this program, we talked about new census data that indicates that fewer people are immigrating to the U.S., and it's assumed that that's in part because of the economy here. Yet you found that 1 in 3 people in Mexico say that they would come to the U.S. given the opportunity, and more than half of that group would be willing to do that without, you know, observing proper legal channels. What do you make of that?
That's right. Well, as you say, you know, the census data does show that immigration is down a little bit, but I think this survey highlights the extent to which people do still want to come to the United States and in many ways still see the U.S. as a land of opportunity. Most of those we surveyed say that people who've left Mexico to come to the U.S. live a better life in the U.S. And it also highlights the extent to which there are these deep personal connections between Mexico and the United States. About 4 in 10 say they have friends or relatives that they're regularly in contact with in the U.S., and overwhelmingly those people say that those friends and relatives have met their goals by living in the U.S. So there are these deep personal connections, and what people learn from those connections is that people can have a good life, a better life in some ways, in the United States.
Did you have any sense of how Mexicans felt about the fact that they felt this way? Was it upsetting, or did it bother them that they had such a poor view of their country? Do you have any sense of, or at least circumstances in their country right now, do you have any sense of that, whether it was disturbing to people to feel that things were going so poorly?
Well, it's interesting. We asked people whether the fact that so many Mexicans leave for the United States is a good thing or bad thing for Mexico, and people are divided over that question, even though they know that individuals who go to the United States may have a better life. Whether it's good for Mexico is sort of an open question, I think. And overall, Mexicans tend to think that their country has a poor international image. About 6 in 10 said that they think Mexico is poorly regarded around the world. Now, unfortunately, we don't have any trends on that, so we don't know how much the news over the last year, things like the swine flu outbreak, all the drug-related violence, we don't know how much that may have changed things, but it's clear that right now, at least, Mexicans are worried about their country's international image.
Do you think that there are implications for the immigration debate in this country deriving from these survey results?
Well, I don't know if there's a lot that directly plays into that debate or not. I mean, I think we see in this survey there's still a strong desire among many Mexicans to come to the United States. I think we also see that 4 in 10 say they know of someone who came to the U.S. but returned because they couldn't find a job. So, you know, obviously that means that the economic downturn here in the U.S. is having implications for Mexico.
And finally, were there any aspects of life or society in Mexico right now that Mexicans were positive about?
I mean, they're actually a little bit hopeful that their economy is going to turn around. Overwhelmingly, they say right now it's bad. They're much more likely to say that than they were a couple of years ago. But about 6 in 10 say they actually expect things to get better over the next 12 months. And that actually makes them one of the more optimistic countries among the 25 that we surveyed.
Richard Weick is Associate Director for the Pew Global Attitudes Project. He was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
You can find a link to the poll results we were just talking about on our website. Just go to the program page at thenewnpr.org and click on Tell Me More.